This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A backcountry skier was killed in an avalanche on Christmas Eve, a reminder that avalanche danger is high for the mountains right now. This happened near Cameron Pass, where the victim's partner was able to pull the man out of the snow, but it was too late. An avalanche warning is in effect for much of the high country today after a recent storm dumped heavy snow, with even more snow on the way today. Highway C-470 in Jefferson County was shut down on Christmas morning due to a suspicious package. The bomb squad was called in to investigate, but it turns out there was no threat. The highway reopened after about an hour. Today is the first day of Kwanzaa, celebrating African American history and culture. Cleo Parker Robinson is a famed dancer and choreographer. She says Denver's Kwanzaa tradition runs 30 years deep.
Kwanzaa has always been so special in our community, and I don't know that everyone really is aware of how long we've been celebrating in our community.
A parade commemorating the first day of Kwanzaa will start at 6 p.m. at the Blair Caldwell Library and will end at the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Theater. And the Colorado arts community has lost a creative force. The Denver Post reports Clark Rickert has died at the age of 80. Rickert was a groundbreaking artist and teacher at the Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design. He survived by his partner and their three children. Mild conditions, but windy for Denver today, highs in the 50s. This is CPR News.